At one time, you were a tiny, invisible cell. This cell divided, multiplied, and became a piece of flesh. Later, it became a seeing and feeling human being. You grew. Every year, you had a new face. Have you ever considered what a great miracle this is? Or have you ever thought that everything in the universe has been created according to a certain measure, and there is a flawless balance in all things? Or that the earth you are now walking on is moving at a speed of 1,670 kilometers an hour? Have you ever considered how the various plants that grace the earth were created? How fruit emerged from the muddy soil with its tastes, smells, and colors so pleasing to human beings? How the skins of fruit are actually a wonderful wrapping? Have you ever thought that an approaching natural disaster could devastate your city and destroy your home in a moment, and that you could lose your every possession in a few seconds? Have you ever thought that your life is passing very quickly? That one day you will grow old and weak and lose your health and good looks and death? You don't know when it will come, but, like everyone else, it will also come to you. God has created the human capacity for thought. All these things are only a few of the facts that human beings have to think about. Everyone has the capacity for thought, but may not be aware of it. When a person starts to use this capacity, he begins to see things he had never noticed before. God has created everything we see for a specific purpose and has invited human beings to think about them. In one verse, he says, "In the creation of the heavens and earth and the alternation of the night and day, and the ships which sail the seas to people's benefit, and the water which God sends down from the sky, by which he brings the earth to life when it was dead, and scatters about in it creatures of every kind, and the varying directions of the winds and the clouds subservient between heaven and earth, there are signs for people who use their intellect." An individual who considers the creation of the world and the endless universe will better understand the splendor and flawless balance in that universe. Human beings live on a tiny globe suspended in the endless vacuum of space. And this globe is exposed to dangers that may come from space at any moment. And there is nothing a human being can do to prevent these dangers. For example, meteorites weighing millions of tons are wandering around in space. Any one of them can collide with the world and threaten the survival of living things. Another source of danger that threatens the world are explosions on the sun. These explosions can increase, and the amount of dangerous rays reaching the Earth can intensify. There are several threats to human life, not only from the heavens, but also from the Earth. A little below the Earth's crust, there is a very hot belt of fire that we call magma. And the Earth's crust is very thin. For this reason, a volcano can erupt at any moment, and the lava can pour to the surface. Or a crack in the Earth's crust can cause an intense earthquake. A human being must never forget that he lives with these kinds of dangers at every moment. Our world is protected from these possible threats by very delicate balances. An individual who thinks about these things understands that all creatures live on the earth by God's will, and thanks to the flawless balance that He has created.